What's going on with the beard and stuff? What's going on?
It's No Shave November for everybody that's wondering why I look this way. I did it last year too. A couple of videos where I was very rough.
It looks
around
good.
The edges. You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might line it up. Maybe go to the barber, get it lined up a little bit afterwards. But yeah, No Shave November. Supporting a good cause.
What else is supporting a good cause?
You pay me token.
We started a Patreon for people that like what we do. If you like this video, if you like Sophie and the ass videos, the reviews, the combos, you can just go show your support for as little as a dollar. Like, when you buy one of these or something like that, probably should put that on there.
Yeah, you're right.
They don't pay us.
You know, next time you're in the store, you're buying a bag of chips or something like that, think about Kim.
I just have to say that when I watched that video, I honestly thought Rod was going to cry.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You were hella emotional.
I was
emotional? Really,
yes! It was a good moment.
No, it wasn't.
Cause it's like his baby.
You a hater, man.
I felt uncomfortable.
I be up till 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe in this, man. I believe in this shit, man. When everybody else was telling me that dead hip hop wasn't gonna work, I was on my bended knee. I believe in this, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Alright, so we're just gonna jump right on into this question from Steve Wilson 1212. And his question is, why is the GOAT list greatest of all time list solidified, like you said? Why is it so hard for artists to break into that list? So based on the discussion that you guys had about the Billboard top 10 rappers, why do you feel like it's so hard to get into that list? Because it seems like the same rappers have been in that list for like years.
A big part of the reason why it's hard to crack that list is because it depends on who's making that list. I think it has a lot to do with a generational type of thing. I think as hip hop continues to evolve, the people that have come up in it, when you ask them, it's not gonna be the same list. The biggest factor is when you grew up, what do you consider the best era of hip hop? You know what I'm saying? And I think, again, going back to it, you know, Vince Staples, what his comments were and the era of music he grew up in. You know, he doesn't necessarily go all the way back, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he shouldn't, but you know what I'm saying? Some of the people that he's been influenced by and some of the people he considers pioneers is gonna be different.
So there's a certain crop of MCs that you're just gonna put in the top 10 regardless, just off name, pedigree, you know, their stature, you know, their stature in hip hop, the whole nine. So I think people are afraid to venture beyond that, you know, afraid to upset, you know, the masses. We could definitely have a conversation about KRS-One, Chuck D, Ice Cube, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that would be okay, but I think people are afraid to put them in there because they don't want to upset whoever these people are.
And do you feel like it's just based off rapping alone, or do you feel like it's just like the whole like influence that they had on the...
I think influence should be included as well.
Yeah.
You know, Chuck D and Public Enemy were highly influential. Mm-hmm. We already know about Ice Cube and his influence. Big Daddy Kane's influence on the rappers that came after him. I think that influence definitely should play a part in it. But also, if you look at what happened when they put Kendrick Lamar in, you know, even our response to that was like, well, I think it's too early to put him in the top 10. And I think, you know, and I, while I still agree with that, I think that's why people are afraid to add new people in there, because of the backlash or perceived backlash.
What about people like you talk about influence, people like Drake and people like Lil Wayne? Like, they got a category of work and they've been influential in the game.
Well,
I feel like it's about consistency.
But it is, they have been, though.
And how, longevity.
Well, the criteria, how do you frame it? Are you talking about MCs or the art of rhyming? Then I think that's where they run into a problem. Not to deny the influence of Lil Wayne or Drake, but I think when you add it all together, the totality of that, including the MCing part, which is what that list was based off, I think they are kicked out for more influential MCs that are better at rhyming than they are and that write their own rhymes.
I think that the list is solidified because, shit, it's 2015. Hip hop, for the most part, is solidified. Like, the reason that, like, these people are greatest of all time is because it would take hip hop being completely, like, revolutionized again for someone to really kick somebody out of that list. You know what I mean? Like, if you were talking about a top 25, yeah, I think that Drake could sneak in there simply because of what he did with his mixtape and with the whole bringing feelings and emotions and all that good stuff to hip hop. But like Ken said, is that more influential than what Eminem did? Is that more influential than Rakim? Is that more influential than what Jay-Z has done for hip hop? So that's where you have to really sit down and weigh out, like, did this person do more for rap music than this person? Mm-hmm. And that's where the conversation can get tricky. Cause like after we had that discussion, I don't know if y'all are getting this, but I'm getting this shit on Twitter all day long. People just throwing out random rappers. But what about King Los? Greatest of all. I wouldn't tell a guy shut the fuck up. I'm just looking more at it like, look, just because you play, and it's nothing against King Los. King Los is an incredible MC and can make good music and make good songs. But you need to understand what a GOAT list means. It's not the most I'm playing at this time in 2015 is greatest of all time. What that means is 30 years from now, are we gonna look back at these artists and say those guys laid the foundation and or changed hip hop for the better or sometimes even for the worse, whatever. Are we gonna do that with King Los? Right now, I can't say that we will. Are we gonna do that with Kendrick? Who knows? Kendrick's next album might be doo-doo. You know, I'm not, no shit against Kendrick. I love Kendrick, but I'm just saying, it's too early for us to say that about these artists. The reason we can say that about Pun is because he's already done it.
But even with the three solid albums he has, though.
Has he done what? What has he done? I always forget about Section 80 being an actual album.
You got to call it.
What about the people that always say, well, Biggie only has like one album?
But that's what I was saying before we started talking about Kendrick. Those guys, like, I'm sure at the time when they dropped those albums, if someone said, is Biggie the greatest of all time? I'm sure if you asked KRS-One at that moment when Biggie dropped Ready to Die, KRS would have said, hell nah. Take him out and put Shan in there.
Yeah.
Ask KRS that one, that question now, he would change his mind because that album has proved itself. It's been around for however many years.
So you basically just need to give it some time.
Yeah.
So you know how you said if there was like a top 25, you think Drake could slip his way in there?
If we made a top 25 list of greatest hip hop, I don't know about MCs, but greatest hip hop artists, I would absolutely put Drake in it. Even
about
if I don't.
Top 20.
Top 20? Yeah.
Still.
Because I think what Drake did for hip hop is very, very, very important.
Top 15?
No.
And you think Kanye would be on that list?
He would have been on my list. Absolutely. Yeah, because he literally changed rap music. And I think people that are coming out now talking about, he didn't write his rhymes and blah, blah, blah. Man, shut up, man.
People are also saying that he doesn't produce his own beats the same way they're talking about his rhymes, too.
What?
But I'm just saying, that's what they're using to discredit
Kanye. His
impact in hip-hop is monumental. Exactly. If we're going to do, not necessarily MCs, because then we're segregating even the top artists. But like Mike said, we're doing the top hip-hop artists, the top hip-hop acts to be in hip-hop. Drake is definitely there. I think in the top 25, you definitely have to put Wayne with his impact with mixtapes. Kendrick is there, I believe.
But they're not only MC.
But not all time. Not top 10.
20.
Top
MC.
Top 20 greatest MCs of all time. See, that's a different discussion. Yeah. I wouldn't put Drake in there.
But that's kind of, I'm going back to Billboard, and that's what they're saying.
Drake, no. I wouldn't put Drake as one of the top 20 best MCs. I wouldn't put Wayne as one of the best MCs. I would put Ye. Even though Yeezus was absolute ass trash,
there was
I don't even know about five.
There was five.
But before that, Kanye was rhyming. And I don't care if y'all say Ron Fest wrote some of his shit. Maybe he did. We don't know that for a fact, but until that's proven, I'm gonna go off and say Kanye wrote his shit. If Kanye wrote his shit, then yes. Out of the top 20, I would definitely put Ye in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think he deserves it. Rhyming, production, influence, pop culture, MCs. But okay, MCs. So, yeah. MCs. And just rhyming. And,
yeah.
But I'm talking about the influential part, the influence part, which was part of it. Part of it. Yeah, he definitely deserves it. And he raps.
Right.
Which is where he would make money.
So you think like influence plays a big, it has to play a big role in the top 10 list?
Yeah. Otherwise, why
even
put
it there? Included, because there are people who are
influence, impact, all of that.
Joey Badass is a great rapper. I'm not gonna put him in a fucking top 10 of all time because he didn't really change the game. Right. That's nothing against Joey Badass.
Right.
Or King Lowe's like we already discussed.
You could be a great rapper for your time. That just doesn't mean that you're elevated to greatest of all time. That's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother plateau pedestal.
That completely makes sense.
Yeah.
If you're the best now, it doesn't mean you'll be the best in 20 years, but people don't get that, which is what an argument was with Kendrick.
Right. Why is this a little fire to you, dude?
You just gonna make me talk, huh?
You got to, man. They be coming at me, man. They be coming at me like, damn.
You gonna say something today.
I didn't like the question, so.
So you just knock
what do you mean? It's a good question. It's a good question, man. Like, come on.
He said nah.
B is so over this conversation.
Be quick.
I don't got nothing. I mean, whatever. I really don't got nothing. When the question was first asked, I really didn't have nothing for this. I'm sorry.
That's why he had to ask what it was again. Because he was hoping he would be reinvigorated to say some other shit. And he's like, nope, still like the question.
So you don't have no reason why these people are.
He said no, fam. The question is over. The question is canceled. He said no. Okay, so thank you, Steve Wilson, 1212, for your question. Don't forget to send all of your questions to askatdeadandhiphop.com or our Twitter, AskDEHH. Until next time, we'll see you guys later.